Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites. Made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls with 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and higher fiber options, so your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hello, and welcome back to Slice of Anime Life Podcast with Andrew and Dallas.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, it's been a couple days, maybe more like a week and a half for you guys. And just to let you guys know, today we were actually doing the recording on a little bit of a car drive.
A little bit of a road trip, so we're going to be doing some anime talk.
Yeah. So if the voice recording is not as good as you would hope, I apologize.
At least we're in the same place and not over Zoom.
Yeah, we're in the same place. We're not over Zoom. We just felt like this was the best time. We had most free time. We have some plans this weekend, and unfortunately, we just tried to do the best we can with this.
With that being said, it might be a shorter episode, but that's okay. I think next week we might try to get somebody on the podcast. I know I was talking with our friend Gabe, who is, again, trying to get farther and farther in One Piece anime, and he has gotten a lot farther than the last time we talked to him. And so I think it'd be awesome if we could get him back on the podcast, talk about his favorite One Piece characters and what he's liked so far. Obviously, that'll be a kind of a spoiler episode, but so be it.
Another one of the episodes we're planning on doing up soon, one of my good friends that I do community theater with, he talked to me about an animated show, not an anime show, that I should watch called, I believe it's called Scavenger Rain on HBO Max. It's a 100% Rotten Tomatoes score show, all animated. I think it's essentially about scavengers on a planet. I don't know much more than that. It's not anime, but it's an animated show.
Yeah, I looked at it a little bit once you told me. It looks intriguing. I'm excited to check it out.
It's something that I think we're going to look at and get him on the podcast and talk a little bit about it. I guess it's one of his favorite animated shows ever. So I just kind of thought, you know what, this would be something different we can do and bring some new, fresh face on. Okay, obviously you can't see our faces, but a new, fresh voice. That being said, today we're going to talk about a couple things. Gonna have a couple segments. It's not gonna be maybe as normal as we've done in the past with how we've had one specific topic. We're gonna talk about a few things. Okay, I think we're gonna start off talking about My Hero Academia, the new season. We'll talk a little bit about who we would want to essentially see possibly on an animated or anime Survivor season, if that was the case. Since Survivor season is back, you're big into reality TV game shows. Survivor is back. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and kind of to end today's podcast, we'll talk a little bit about what we're watching now, maybe what we've been watching the last couple weeks, and what we like to watch in the future.
Yeah, and speaking of My Hero, crazy enough, I went to TJ Maxx and Marshall's, both stores, over the weekend, and I was able to get a couple new Funko Pops, which I'm excited about. I got Edward Elric Funko Pop for Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, which I really, really needed. I needed an Elric Pop because I already have, I bought you the another Pop, and then I already have a couple other Pops from that series.
Yeah.
And then I have Alphonse, and I have a couple other Pops from that series. And then I also got today, I looked it up, it was a pretty expensive pop too. They had a My Hero Academia Funko Pop of Mirio.
Really?
And it was the, like a exclusive forget what exactly it is, but I'll show you later. It's really cool. I know that you have more of a My Hero collection
might
than
have
me.
To do a trade.
Yeah, I know you have more of a My Hero collection than me.
Yeah.
However, as you know, I guess not the podcast knows, but I have a All Might Funko Pop collection. I think I have close to 10 pops, including a Pop Pez of All Might, and he, again, has been one of my favorite characters in all of anime and all of manga for a long period of time. In fact, watching My Hero for the first time and seeing him in action, regardless of form, was always one of my favorites. So,
awesome. Yeah.
Really
so, cool. Andrew, I will say one thing about him specifically is that he's not completely caught up on the anime.
Okay? On My Hero.
Yeah, on My Hero. I'm all the way caught up. I'm really excited for the most recent season. I will be honest, though, even though I am caught up, I did have to be kind of reminded via a YouTube recap because, I don't know, my memory is not the best, to be honest. So that being said, I had to kind of recap my brain or what last happened, you know, and I'm not going to spoil too much, but essentially Shigaraki and the main battles that come up from that. I'm really excited for the new season. The new season did just come out. I believe it was October 4th, so it's been a week or two now. The only thing about it is that the dub is not out yet, and I watch it in the dub. For those of you that might watch it in the sub or listen to our podcast, I hope that the new season is really good. You know, I'm hoping that it just works well, right, whether it's for the dub or the sub. You know, I'm hoping when I watch it, when it comes out in the dub, that it's just as amazing as the last.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've tried to watch it in both sub and dub. I think the dub connects with me a little bit more because it's easier to watch. I might have been able to do some college work and watch it in the background when I was going to school.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit easier. However, I do enjoy a lot of the Japanese voice actors for the English sub. And so, yeah, I'm definitely excited to get caught back up. In fact, I don't know if this is not really a spoiler, but I think the last thing I remember is that Deku was able to control a little bit more powers from the people before him, All Might. They did a little backstory of All Might's, like, predecessors.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Right, people that were his mentors.
Those who had all...
I mean, I might be one and a half seasons behind, truly. And so maybe I will make it my best. I'll give my best effort to continue to watch and hopefully get caught up within the next
season. I would 100% recommend it. I mean, I would say if I were to rate the seasons, you know, I think season 7, which I believe is the most recent season 7, I believe season 8 is the new one.
I might only guess
I could be
five,
wrong.
Yeah.
It could be season 7 is the new one. But I will say that season 6 and season 7, maybe I'm confusing these two up. We're both pretty decent. Season 5 was not my favorite.
Somehow I remember, the last thing I really remember was there was like a huge breakout of jails.
Yeah. And they all kind of,
you know, I'm not going to say anything more than that.
Kind of brings them.
I'm not going to say anything more than that. So like all the villains were able to escape. And,
they were brought to portals.
I don't know.
A different area.
I don't know what season that is. Maybe it's even season 5. Maybe it was season 6.
Or no.
I'm not sure, I think. But I've watched up to that moment. And it seemed very strange. Obviously, Deku's kind of in his own world. He wants to do his own thing. He doesn't want anyone else to get hurt around him. And so he's kind of like changed. He's not the same as he used to be.
You're kind of at the point where he doesn't want everyone else to get hurt.
Right there.
So you're like, you're a full season back.
I know. I'm a full season back. Which is, I just got to get caught up. And there was a lot going on. And again, I won't say much more. Because
I will say the newest season is better, I think, than that season and the previous season. I think season 5 was, in my opinion,
was season 5
the worst season.
Was season 5 the one with the Doofenshmirtz looking character?
Kind of the Regestro,
as
well as they brought Gigantomachia kind of was back for that season. He's back for the most recent season.
Yeah.
And I think he does a lot better as a character in that season.
Gigantomachia.
Yeah.
He's just kind of not the my favorite character in season 5, season 6, or whatever it is. I don't know exactly the season. I honestly can't remember if we are on season 8 now or on season 7.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'd have to remember here, and I'll probably remember after the podcast episode. However, I think the most recent season is better than the two previous, and then the season before that are pretty good. Otherwise, I think the season in which 1B and 1A fight is kind of a little meh, but everything else works.
No, I still think that's a good season.
It's still good.
It felt a little flat compared to the rest because they weren't necessarily fighting villains. They were fighting each other, but I did like it because it felt like a competition.
Right.
It felt good. It wasn't as great, but, you know,
I just prefer maybe season 1 and 2, Nomu and All Might and
yes.
One for All and All for One and all of that specifically during season 1 and 2. And then I like some of the newer seasons, just season 7 or season 6, whichever one it was, or season 8, whatever. It has been really good. The most recent one before the newest episode, that season was very, very good. And I'm hoping the new season and supposedly the last season of the show.
Who do you think are the coolest looking characters in all of My Hero Academia?
Like the most recent season?
I mean, any season. What's your favorite, like, coolest looking outfit, best looking character, best looking character design, or even just some one that's so goofy that you actually kind of like? One that pops up to me, and it's kind of weird. I know he's not the best dressed, but for some reason, I always think one of the coolest ones is Genius.
That's Genius is awesome.
He has a really strange looking costume or outfit. Obviously, you barely ever see his face. It's very weird.
I think he's great.
He's very cool looking.
And he's a big piece of the newest season. There specifically is one 1A character that is a part of the newest season that I'll kind of spill the beans on this. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Uh-huh.
But there's one 1A character who's been a spy the whole time.
Since the beginning.
For the villains?
For all for one.
Or all for one.
Or all for one?
Yeah. He's been connected with his family through all for one the whole time.
Huh.
So it was something that was a little bit shocking.
Okay, I can have a guess, but yeah.
Yeah. You don't have
to. I'm not guessing here. I'm just saying I have a guess in my head.
Yeah. One of the characters, and I do have a Funko Pop of this character too.
Huh.
One of the characters, like I said, is a spy. Ultimately, this person is able to be kind of reconnected to the 1A students after they kind of spill the beans on it. But I really like the show a lot. I think if I were to pick a character that I really enjoyed, obviously one of my favorites is Gang Orca. I wish he was maybe in the show a little bit more.
I saw a Funko of him, too.
I do have a Gang Orca Pop.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, it's like the more limited one than the baseball version of him.
Yeah.
They're cool. I mean, my favorite 1A character, I want to say Shoji, but I don't think that's his name. I could be wrong. Shoji, it's like the one with the eyeballs on his
hand. I think it's Shoji
stuff. He's my favorite character, and he actually does have a kind of a bigger role in the newest season, which I'm really glad about.
Cool. Well, I am glad we were able to talk a little bit about My Hero. We can always give some updates over the next couple of
months. When the dub starts coming out, we'll talk a little bit more about it. But for now, we'll kind of play it by ear when those come out.
All right, cool. Let's switch gears here, and we can talk a little bit more about Survivor. We can put together a little anime Survivor. Let's maybe put together two teams of five and see in the end who maybe would come out on top, who we think would work well with each other. We can just each go back and forth and list 10 random characters, see if we can remember them. If we can't remember everybody that we mentioned within the next couple minutes, so be it. We can just list off some characters. At last resort, we can really just list off characters we think would be good if they can survive.
Yeah.
You just want to do that instead of just picking winners, because that could be a whole podcast in itself.
Yeah.
Running through scenarios of how Survivor would work with anime characters. We'll just pick characters we think would do well
on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pick first. I think that it would be fair for someone to be on the show who could be really useful, very strong, very smart, and probably could do really well in a lot of puzzles and challenges. One of the ones that comes to my mind that just I think would do awesome is Senku from Dr. Stone. He might be one of, if not the smartest character I've seen in all of anime. There are characters who are just as
part, but he is very talented. He can make things very quickly. He knows a lot about science. He knows a lot about the world. He doesn't back away from challenges. Yes, he might not be the most athletic, which, you know, is okay, but you could always keep him for certain parts of the challenge.
Right.
He doesn't have to do the basketball shot. He does not have to do the heavy lifting. Maybe you could have him focus more on the puzzles or focus more on certain tasks within each challenge, whether that's for food or for immunity.
Yeah.
So I think Senku would be my first one I would choose to be on Survivor.
Right. I think for me, I would say, I don't know, I obviously love this anime a lot, but I would say probably Asta, minus his abilities. You know, just kind of just a normal character.
Yeah.
He's very strong. Obviously, the main reason I would pick him specifically is because he won't quit on any specific challenge, whether it's a team challenge.
So far down.
Even if it's a team challenge, individual challenge, you can never count him out. He's one of those characters that would specifically do whatever it took to win. As many times as he's fallen down or got hit, you know, he would get back up and try again. And I think he's also a very loyal person. You know, if you tell him who you're going to vote for, specifically at Tribal, I think he would essentially not backstab people for the most part, you know, depending on who that person might be. But he's very loyal to a team, and I think that he would do whatever it took to kind of keep who he cared about around him. But that would 100% be why I choose Asta. He wouldn't quit, and he wouldn't backstab his friends. So my next character, I think I will choose someone who maybe is a little bit powerless. He's from a sports anime, which makes him not as crazy. However, his comedy might lighten the mood. I probably would pick Tanaka from Haikyuu. He's very, very strong on the court. Obviously, he has good teamwork. Anytime that you're on in a sport like volleyball or basketball or anything like that, you have a lot of teamwork going on, and I think he could work well with others. He does have a temper, which I think would be bad for his team, but I think it'd be good for the show. There's always the best season of Survivor, I think, always have some sort of tension or some sort of major plot points happen.
Right.
And I think having him with his temper and his comedy and being full of energy 24/7 would be very positive for the tribe and might actually be good for the overall show. Do I think he'd win? I'm not really sure. I don't see him being very good at puzzles. I don't really see him being the smartest of the bunch of characters that I could have chosen from Haikyuu, but I do think that he's one of my favorites, and I think I would choose him over others from that show. I guess my next one, kind of going back to my hero, I think I would choose Shinzo.
Okay.
Specifically because I forget specifically what his quirk is. It's pretty similar to someone who basically helps
mind control.
It's mind control. So you can essentially, I'm pretty sure it's a mind control in a way.
Yeah,
right?
Like he looks at you and you look at him and you make eye contact.
Yeah, you either don't remember what happened or
pass out.
I would say that with Shinzo, it would be very easy for him to win. I know he said no powers, but let's say he did have that power specifically.
Okay.
We could say powers or not. You know, why not? I think.
All right.
Let's say he was able to use his abilities.
Yeah.
Then I would say it would be great to have him because he could essentially control the minds of the other players to vote however he wanted them to vote.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that would be a really high-level play, a high-level moveset for him. You know, if someone was in an individual challenge against him, let's say it's the challenge where they have to essentially hug a log and stay up in the air for a long time.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could essentially say you are going to drop right now, you know, or whatever the case might be. I think that would be specifically a great character to be in Survivor.
Yeah. I think if I'm going to throw in the first female character, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, you know what, I'm going to go with Robin from One Piece. She's kind of like Senku, too. Super strong. She also is very smart. So she's got the brains and the brawn. She might be the smartest or one of the smartest on the crew.
Yeah.
Name me one person on the crew that's smarter than her, other than maybe Jinbei and maybe Frankie. But, like, even both of them sometimes can be, not...
Yeah.
We don't...
The brightest, right?
Especially Frankie. Sometimes he can just say the dumbest stuff.
Right.
Robin's very smart. She obviously has been... been, she has a very rough background, which makes her able to get through a lot. You know, she can get through a lot of stress. She does have a lot going for her. She might be able to make quick friendships. In fact, the way that Loopy pushes to keep her safe and pushes to be always by her side and never let anything bad happen to his crew, that shows how much, how great of a person she is, that you want to kind of be on her side. So I wonder if a lot of people on the game of Survivor, we put all these characters together, would they want to work with her because she's one smart, she's strong, she might be able to use her quirks, and that could help get food, it could help sway people in a specific way, it really could help in challenges if we're allowing quirks and devil quirks to be used in challenges. And I do think overall, I think she'd be a very solid player.
Yeah,
she'd be very well-rounded, whereas Senku wouldn't be as strong, and some of the other characters might not have brains, like Tanaka wouldn't have the brains. She might have both. Yes, she might not be as strong, but she still is very strong, and even if she wasn't strong enough, she could probably use her devil fruit power to either grow in size or gain strength.
Right.
You know, so she is very, she would be a force to be reckoned with.
Gotcha.
In the show.
The next one, I have never actually seen the anime, but I just thought it would be a funny thing to bring up. I would pick whoever this is, Light or L from Death Note.
Okay.
And just write down every other person's name in the Death Note.
Especially to win.
The K. Who's the one who actually writes
Light?
Light. Light. Okay, I would choose Light. So that he can specifically write all the other opponents.
Nice. I did not think about that. Well, he would... We would also have to discuss whether or not he would actually go to the island with his notebook.
Right.
Because not many people have items like that. Some of them might. Some
right.
people might have items, but are they going to allow him to bring a notebook that says the Death Note on there? And who knows? He would have had to not ever use it before the show.
Right.
And get away with it because there's cameras everywhere. I
right.
think it'd be very difficult. I think you're smart with that. I think that's very funny. I'm glad that you mentioned that. And I do think it's time for you to watch Death Note.
Definitely.
But, solid. I think that he could maybe, we're going to use the term, eliminate a couple players before they even get to try more, which would not be beneficial for any of the teams, especially if it was someone on his own team. Maybe that
right.
would be less suspicious if he just killed someone on his own team that he didn't like.
Right.
But, yeah. Solid pick. I don't
he can make the numbers be in his favor no matter what.
Yeah, he could. He could. 1,000%. I completely agree. That makes me really question, like, what my next character would be. I think we have probably enough time for one more character each, so we
yeah.
can kind of wrap it up a little bit.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to go... I'm going to just go with a really easy pick, I think. I'm going to just say, overall, a good character to choose would probably be... you know what, I'm going to change my mind. We'll do Master Roshi. We always need the old man, someone who's like really old to be part of the tribal.
Sure.
Yes, the weird thing is he obviously is kind of strange. He sometimes can be weird, but I think he would keep the things light. He would be funny. He would be witty. He is still fairly strong. He'd be good at challenges. Even though he looks young, he can be thought of as the underdog.
Sure.
And so I think you always want to root for those people. Same thing for, like, if you're a huge Survivor fan and you remember Ty. He kind of gives you the Ty vibe of
sure.
an older guy who, you know, has a unique background. He's funny. He's lovable. Sometimes can be a little weird with some of the things he says. But overall is someone you might want to root for because you don't think he's going to win. And in reality, someone like that could maybe get to the end and almost win. In fact, I think Ty almost did it twice where he almost won.
Yeah, I think he lost
twice, but I think he was very close multiple times.
Yeah.
So that would be my last pick, Master Roshi. I think he'd be solid. Plus, he can kick butt. He's
right.
very strong. And I don't think he's as dumb as he puts on.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I don't know who I would pick the last one. I would pick younger Toguro from Yu Hakusho.
He just basically challenged me.
Just absolutely challenged me. He could essentially go up to his best, so he'd go up to 80% when he has to do it.
I would be scared.
Huge. probably. And ultimately, he just would be a challenge piece.
You're like the challenge.
Every challenge.
Yeah, they're like the challenges. You have to shoot these coconuts into this little basket. You might like break the coconuts before he even shoots it in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to be careful.
He doesn't have to be at 80%. He is strong, but does that mean he's at 5% or whatever the main
He is strong, but does that mean he's super coordinated in, like, games? Like, yes, he obviously did a tournament, the dark tournament. He obviously is a very great fighter, but is he great when it comes to, like, certain other puzzles? I mean, I think he'd be solid, but
he'd be okay.
We don't know. I'm sure he's coordinated because he's a, you know, a strong fighter, but that might not mean he can throw a coconut in a basket by throw with no problem. Seems like an easy task, and he probably would kick butt with it, but you never know. I think it's still a solid pick. He would be a challenge beast, especially for ones that maybe allow you to hold on to a pole for a specific amount of time.
Right.
And he might not even break a sweat, you know, whereas other people like Asta and Senku probably drop first, and Robin, even though she might have extra hands to grab on a pole, may not last as long.
Right.
She still has to have the stamina of, like, a human devil fruit user. She's not going to be absolute stamina and be strong and not exhausted 24/7.
Right.
Dogro, I think, is going to have a lot less exhaustion.
Right.
Because
we
saw him fight the whole tournament basically without breaking a sweat.
Fair.
You know? That's very fair. One of my favorite moments. Like, he has some of my favorite moments from the dark tournament, and I do still think that that's one of the best parts of any show of all time.
So good. It's
very funny. There's a lot of action.
Comedy is next level.
It is also drama-filled because you're like, how the heck is Yusuke supposed to go up against this guy? Do you think that Yusuke has no chance? And in reality, when I first watched it through, it felt great. But it was definitely a great arc, and it was awesome.
All right, so we're going to kind of wrap it up there. We just want to say thank you guys for checking out the podcast. We'll talk a little bit more about some other things later. I know something recent I'm going to watch starting tomorrow again is Flowers Bloom with Dignity. I'm excited for the newest episode.
Me too, we've been watching, so we can definitely next podcast talk about it a lot more.
All right, guys, well, thanks for watching, and we will talk to you guys later.
Thanks so much. Have a good week.